Ye gentlemen and ladies there who grace this famous city, just listen if you've time to spare while I rehearse a ditty. And for the opportunity, conceive yourselves quite lucky, for 'tis not often that you see a hunter from Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, the hunters of Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, the hunters of Kentucky. I suppose you've read it in the prints how Pakenham attempted to make old Hickory Jackson wince, but soon his scheme repented, for he with rifles ready cocked thought such occasion lucky, and soon around the general flocked the hunters of Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, ye hunters of Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, ye hunters of Kentucky. You've heard, I suppose, how New Orleans is famed for wealth and beauty. There's girls of every hue, it seems, from snowy white to sooty. So Pakenham, he made his brags, if he in fight was lucky, he'd have their girls and cotton bags in spite of old Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, ye hunters of Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, ye hunters of Kentucky. But Jackson, he was wide awake and wasn't scared at trifles, for well he knew what aim we take with our Kentucky rifles. So he led us down to Cypress Swamp. The ground was low and mucky. There stood John Bull in martial pomp, and here was old Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, ye hunters of Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, ye hunters of Kentucky. A bank was raised to hide our breasts, not that we thought of dying, but then we always like to rest unless the game is flying. Behind it stood our little force, none wished it any greater, for every man was half a horse and half an alligator. Oh, Kentucky, ye hunters of Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, ye hunters of Kentucky. They did not let our patience tire before they showed their faces. We did not choose to waste our fire, so snugly kept our places. But when so near we saw them wink, we thought it time to stop them. And 'twould have done you good, I think, to see Kentucky pop them. Oh, Kentucky, ye hunters of Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, ye hunters of Kentucky.